Blog Talk Radio.
It is so time. It is so time to awaken America. It is so time to awaken to empowerment and truth. It is so time to save the USA. You know why? Because woke is just a joke. We have to have no fear. Here is one of my favorite songs by Joni Lamb and the Daystar Singers. Here we go. No fear. Yep. No fear. We have to be awakened because woke is a joke and we will not be fearful. So let us go right away to our Yasha Prayer Force portion of our show. And that is going to be the book we always do, Jesus Calling, and that's for today. And today is the 9th of October. And let's see what it has to say for today. And here it is. It says, you have been on a long uphill journey, and your energy is almost spent. Though you faltered at times, you have not let go of my hand. I am pleased with your desire to stay close to me. There's one thing, however, that displeases me, your tendency to complain. You may talk to me as much as you like about the difficulty of the path we are following. I understand better than anyone else the stresses and the strains that have afflicted you. You could ventilate safely to me because talking with me tempers your thoughts and helps you to see things from my perspective. Complaining to others is another matter. Although it opens the door to deadly sins such as self-pity and rage, whenever you are tempted to grumble, come to me. Let's talk it out. As you open up to me, I will put my thoughts in your mind and my song in your heart. Father God, we have no fear with you. Brother Jesus, you are with us. Let us, you lead us, you guide us, you touch us, you show us what we have to do, Lord. We are not going to grumble. We are just going to take action, Lord, because we know that you are with us in all we do. And we thank you for this day. We thank you for our families. We thank you for this country. And, Lord, we ask that you expose the truth, Abba Daddy. We know that the truth is part of the high vibe tribe because you are the way, the truth, and the life. So, God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this country. Anoint these words that we say today in this 15 minutes of Freedom Show. And glory be to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. No fear. That's right. So thank you for joining us today here at Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment Radio. You know, something to start off with here. Remember, the groups that try to divide by race, class, etc., have never really turned out to be the good guys. Awaken America, you know, woke is just a joke. Let's go, Brendan. Let's talk a little bit about the culture, cancel culture club. Back in the day, they used to have the culture club, Comic Chameleon. You know, Boy George, he's awesome. I think he was a transvestite or something. He was awesome, fabulous entertainer. But see, the cancel culture club, they use powerful weapon of this cancel culture to try and destroy every brave person who stands against them, like getting that person fired or excommunicated from society just for disagreeing with their point of view. Very dangerous. That doesn't turn out good. But see, they'll also use our silence as consent and momentum to propel them forward. Well, nothing enough. These radicals aim to rewrite history and destroy what we know to be true about our founding in American history. See, they want to reshape it to fit their narrative. BS, enough is enough. We will find strength in numbers. We must band together to protect each other and our American heritage from this BS cancel culture club. See, together we are stronger. A nation united is stronger. We are stronger together, okay? And we cannot be defeated by this angry mob, okay? Bible tells us. House divided cannot stand. We need to come together. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat. I don't care what melanin tone you have in your skin or what genetic propensity you have. You know something? Our freedom, our very freedom is at stake. So we have to show up, stand up, speak up. We can't put up. We can't ever give up. We have to awaken America because woke, really, it is a joke. So now the Senate votes to temporarily raise the debt limit ceiling by $480 billion on a 50-48 party line, of course. But see, it's very scary because 11 Republicans joined all 50 Democrats in a vote to break the 60-vote filibuster, okay? And the final passage had cleared the Senate 50-48 with two Republican absences. So now the debt increase, $480 billion of yours, ours, we the people's hard-earned taxpayer dollars. See, the Treasury Department, according to the Senate, thinks that this will set up the next deadline for December 3rd. See, that's the same day government funding is set to expire. And portions of the GOP caucus were critical, including Lindsey Graham. Lindsey said, I'm upset with us because we had a strategy to make them pay a price to raise the debt ceiling, and we blinked. Now the bill goes to Nancy Pelosi's house. Oh, hey, a student who shot a teacher and two students in Texas school is released on a $25,000 bond within 24 hours. But the dude that just spoke up against the debauched Afghanistan withdrawal, the dude, oh, yeah, he's out of the brig, but he's in trouble. Yeah, and all those, quote-unquote, the dude with the horns, yeah, they're all in jail. There's like six people that were in the Capitol building preaching nonviolence, just saying, hey, we own this. They weren't being violent. They weren't threatening anybody. They were being rowdy. They may have broke the law. But, hey, you know what? Going to high school, start shooting people up. Hey, no big deal. We're going to let you off on 25 large. They must be absolutely rich people. $25,000 bond within 24 hours. Joe Biden's former border patrol chief says that the administration was spending $5 million in taxpayer dollars. See, $5 million per day in taxpayer dollars. Yes, not to finish, yes, not to finish Trump's hedge of protection and wall for we the people. Yeah, let's go, Brandon. The suspected cartel gunman opens fire on National Guard stationed at the border. Yeah, so we did, says here, they witnessed the tracer rounds from a suspected cartel machine gun being fired from Mexico into the U.S. Let's go, Brandon. The number of convicted criminals arrested at the border almost four times higher under Biden than Trump. Let's go, Brandon. And you know what? It was this day a year ago that Vice President heals up. See you next Tuesday, Harris, the cackling C-notes, said, if Donald Trump tells us to take it, meaning the vaccine, I'm not going to take it. Yeah, okay, so that's your news for the day. But we're Americans. We're in America. We know better. We know better. We are awakened. We cannot tolerate any more BS from big government, you know? Because when stuff happens like this, I mean, all of a sudden, governments, these things that these people want to control and shut other people up, it doesn't work good. Study history, okay? I think it's Fidel Castro, and I think it's, let's see, oh, yeah, Adolf Hitler. Yeah, I wanted to shut up the Jews. Doesn't work good for society, man. Come on, man, let's get real. Let's come together as people. Let's agree to disagree. We may not agree on everything. I don't agree 100% with my husband on everything. I mean, maybe 80% even I don't agree with him. But you know what? You make things work because you know what? You're in stuff together. This is our country, and we're going to lose our freedom and liberty. And if we lose our First Amendment rights, like these parents that have the absolutely every right to go talk to the teachers' union, go to school board meetings, excuse me, that's what good parents do. If they find it's their taxpayer dollars that fund this, now you're going to make criminals out of them? This should scare the living bejesus out of every red, white, and blue-blooded American. I don't care if you're left, right, if you're black, white, green, yellow, you know, brown, who cares? You know what? That's frightening. That's stunning. You should be able to respectfully agree to disagree. I totally may totally disagree with what somebody's saying, but I will fight like heck to make sure that they can say it, provided, of course, they're not threatening or being, you know, I mean, there are boundaries, yes. But no, they're threatening to take their kids out of school. I'm sorry. Are the teachers that triggered? Yeah, well, these teachers are a bunch of, you know, snowflakes too. I have situations with my son's school, and I showed up. I had friends calling, oh, you're cute. You would have been arrested back in the day. Because you know why? Because they can't handle the truth. The truth is too high of a vibe for them. Remember, people, in the history of our country and in the history of anything, parian types that wanted to take over, guess what? It doesn't turn out good for the innocent, the people. Well, this is the end of today's show. 15 minutes for freedom. Let's do No Fear again. Thank you. Be well. Be blessed. Be free. Be the change you wish to see. This is Carol Ann P. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. Peace of mind and no fear. Show up, stand up, speak up. Here we go.